When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen to that. Nothing beats a vinyl.
Some technology just stands the test of time. Our technology not only brings the cool, it also brings the heat. At Mitsubishi Electric, we've been mastering and innovating heat pump technology since 1970. EcoDan, continued innovation in heating for home and business. Mitsubishi Electric, changes for the better.
Hello, everybody. I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And today, you're not going to hear any music. This isn't going to be produced. If you hear any bad sound or whatever, it's just because it is what it is. I'm doing this little short drop. I want to talk to y'all about something. Lifers is hugely important. And just bear with me. And again, we're not going to have this produced. It's going out raw, just like you hear it now. So it is what it is. But today I received a phone call from the district attorney from the 18th Judicial, Tony Clayton. Now, y'all know who Tony Clayton is. We've talked about him before. I've talked about him on the podcast. I gave out his information as the last person to call. When we did the call to action on Kim Womack's case, and let me just say this first of all, evidently the crowdsourcing, y'all calling in and getting people's attention is working. I know everybody is doing it and you need to keep it up, but we need to redirect our energies from Tony Clayton's office, and I'll explain it to you in a minute. But Tony called me today and he said, look, you know, this is how the judicial system works, which I've explained to y'all, that when he gets a case, then they work it. All right. So, but I listened to him and what he had to say. And he said, Woody, I've been getting so many calls and so many emails, et cetera, but here's the only problem with it. He actually has got some threats, which I don't condone. Anybody threatening anybody's family member or anything like that. So if you did that, please don't do that, y'all. That's not what this is about. When we bring the heat on these people, we need to do it and remember that it's about justice for Kim Womack. It's not about the bad stuff, okay? Now, Tony had his say, and he's absolutely correct in the fact that he cannot prosecute and he has no say so over Kim Womack's case until he gets the file across his desk. Now, I know what you're thinking. You heard Catherine talk about how Tony was on the scene and he said to call it an accident, Catherine and Frieda. And you heard me talk about the coroner and all that stuff. You heard us talk about how that he fought Catherine for the files and all that. And I listened to what Tony had to say, and I told him, I said, Tony, this is the reason why people are so pissed off. And I listed those reasons to him. And we talked about him in depth, and he said, Woody, I'm summing it up, y'all. He said, Woody, I would love to have a meeting with the victim's daughter. He said, only if you will be present in the room. He said, I'll answer whatever questions she has. But I want you to be in the room. He said, I don't care if she records it. If you'll talk to her about that. And as he said, I want to prosecute Kim Womack's murder. And in all the things we talked about on the podcast, that Catherine, Kim's daughter, we're going to be able to sit down and get have a meeting with him. And he's going to answer, and I believe he's being truthful, that he's going to answer them good, bad, or indifferent. Okay. But the focus needs to shift. Okay. It doesn't do any good to email the district attorney's office anymore. Although he did tell me, he said he called when he started getting the emails and phone calls, he called the sheriff's office and asked the number two, Joe Fryn. He said, hey man, what's going on with this case? And Joe Fryn told him that the cold case squad had it, right?
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
I love it. You sound like, it's that time of year there, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well, have you tried AstroPro? It's faster, bro. Oh. All right. AstroPro is a first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. AstroPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this, and you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use AstroPro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those rows, playing my stuff.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. AstroProAllergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
AstroPro and go. Right. So basically, they weren't working it, which I don't agree with. Even if the cold case squad has it, you should be working it. He tried to check up on it, and we talked about Mary Pucho's case, et cetera. But he promised me that if they present him with a suspect and criminal evidence and from the investigation, that he will move forward on it. He doesn't give a damn if it's a cop or a thug or a lawyer or the governor. He doesn't care if they have the evidence. He will absolutely prosecute Kim Womack if it turns out to be that killer to the full extent of the law. And he said, "Woody, I prosecuted cops for. I don't give a damn." And he said, "I want justice for too, but I can't run the investigation." He said, "Yes, I send my ADAs out on every death scene there is." He said, "Yes, I went to the death scene that day." He said, "I stuck my head in the door." He said, "I didn't go in the crime scene," and that's why I think things got messed up from Jump Street. But he assured me that he will answer all Catherine's questions in person as long as I was in the meeting. I called Catherine when we got off the phone. She's all about going to have the meeting with him. I think we'll do it in a couple of weeks. And we'll get all that straight. So Catherine, at least you're already making winners of this family because they've never gotten any attention, right? And even though it's not the DA's job to investigate the actual crime itself or suspected crime, and even though the things that were said in the podcast that he did or didn't do, we're going to address those. Catherine's going to get her answers. And guess what? So the crowdsourcing is working. For that family, for her and the sister Frida and the rest of them that love Kim Womack, it's huge that anybody's even looking at this case because they hadn't been looking at it. But again, that's not really, other than the statements that were made about Tony Clayton being involved in the investigation up to this point, which he's going to answer, it's not his job. So I talked to Catherine, and she absolutely doesn't condone threats, and I get that. I get that y'all are passionate. I love each and every one of you. But, you know, lifers cover a full scale, all the way from perfect angels to some that will probably be so vehement about how they feel about this case that they, you know, made a threat. I don't doubt that somebody did that. Okay. But let's don't do that. Okay. You catch more flies with sugar than vinegar, or honey and then vinegar, whatever the fuck the saying is. We need to concentrate our efforts from this point on. We need to concentrate our efforts on justice for Kim Womack by continuing to contact, email them, call them, the media. And I told Tony, I said, you know, they've never released a story about Kim's death ever. And I'm talking about the news channels and the local papers. I'm not talking about the articles that came 10 or 11 years later. So we need to redirect our energy onto the news media and onto the Pointe Coupee Sheriff's Office. Why the news media? Because if they go knocking and asking questions on Pointe Coupee, then Pointe Coupee's got to answer them. All right. And I believe that is the quickest way. Plus, if we get the story out about Kim's murder, that I'm saying murder, then there might be witnesses that come forward. That's how these things work. That's why we're doing the hashtag Justice For series. And that's what we want. Okay. At the end of the day, this whole thing is about justice for Kim Womack. Just like Mary Pusho's case that screwed up by that detective. Hey, then good detectives heard about it. Zach and those guys from West Baton Rouge, and they got on it. Okay. And they handled their damn business. We want Pointe Coupee to handle their business. Okay. Don't wait on the cold case, people. Go. It's not that they're doing it out of the kindness of their heart, right? Go do your job. Go do your job. Go put it out in the news media. We shouldn't have to sweat the news media to get them to come in and do this. The Pointe Coupee Parish Sheriff's Office should list this as a questionable homicide or questionable death.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more health issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health. What she discovered is that the way many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that could be wrecking our dog's health. And this is true for many premium brands. Fortunately, she found that just by adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their dog's health. Now, my dog, Phoebe, is the queen of our house, and I can tell you that her health is extremely important to us. She is a part of our family. I watched the video, y'all, and I was amazed by the things I didn't know that could impact your dog's health. This 20-minute video is packed full of tips that I've already started with my dog, Phoebe. I'm noticing more energy, healthier skin and coat. If you want to keep your dog healthy and happy, go to badlandsfood.com/RLRC and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/RLRC.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And ask the public to come forward and give information. That's how it's done. That's how these cases are solved. We did it on Mary Pooh shows. We've done it on Courtney Coco's. We're still getting tips on Miss Barbara Blunt's. And by God, we can do it for Kim Womack. All right. So I told Tony Clayton after I talked to Catherine that I was going to do this short drop episode. And I just want to say thank you. And Tony even said, hey, I thought what you did in Mary Pocho's case was great, what you and the fans did, right? And he said, but I want them to understand the judicial process, regardless of what's been said and all that's going to be answered. The judicial process, he said, I have no authority and I do not investigate those crimes other than when I'll send out an ADA on a murder scene. Just, you know, he's there in case they need to answer a question or whatever. So we'll get that straight in a couple of weeks. But right now, let's continue to do what you're doing because it's working. It's fire, people. Then if you think, you know, like people keep posting about Chris Nakamoto and whomever. Chris has started responding, hey, thanks, I appreciate it. I've sent this to the newsroom. Okay, well, you know what? If you don't get the right response or Chris doesn't jump on and say, I'm going to work it, send it to the newsroom. Send it to the head of the news department. But make them understand that this needs to be looked into. So please, please, please keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep putting down the posts, right? We'll keep putting up they're listening to show notes or whatever, but if y'all have an email to a newsroom director, post it in one of the groups. Post it in the Real Life Real Crime Community app. And let's get it done. What you're doing is working, but please, from this point forward, you're wasting, we're spinning our wheels. We're wasting energy on Tony Clayton that could be spent on the news in the sheriff's office. That's a fact. All right. And so he assured me that if they come up with a suspect and they come up with the evidence to make the arrest, he will prosecute the shit out of it. All right. He said, and I kind of semi quote, and he said, I promise you that if they get the suspect or they get close to making arrest or whatever, he said, I promise you that family would want me as their prosecutor. He said, because I'll prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, and I'm a bulldog of a prosecutor. So that's it. And you know, I believe he's a man of his word when he said he'll meet with Catherine and I and answer the rest of those questions. But news media, point to P. All right. And if you don't get the right response back from somebody, email somebody else, call somebody else. All right. Let's keep up the pressure. It's working. Obviously, the powers that be are, you know what? Kim's case isn't sitting cold somewhere on the shelf, right? These people are looking at it now, which is more than what had been done for what, 11 years, something like that, or longer. So keep it up. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Patreon Convict, thank you so much for supporting the show. This whole case wouldn't happen without y'all's financial backing, and I appreciate you. But let's do it. Keep pressing it. Press the fight. Keep calling, emailing the sheriff's office and the news media. Somebody's got to pick the story up. And when they pick it up, it puts even more pressure on the sheriff's office to do their job. They can't sit there and say they're waiting on the Cold Case Foundation, which they shouldn't be waiting on them anyway. I understand you're working in conjunction with them. That's fine. But that means if you're working in conjunction with them, it implies that you're actually doing something to solve the case, and you're not. The Cold Case Squad is, but you're not. So go get them. Go get them, lifers. All right. And that's it. And on behalf of Catherine, Kim's daughter, Miss Frieda, Kim's sister, the rest of the family, members and the loved one, I appreciate y'all. I know they're thanking y'all from the bottom of their heart. I know Catherine gets on there and tries to answer every post and stuff like that. And they appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. Let's get justice for Kim Womack. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. Keep it up, people. Lifers, you rule.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.